Next year's grants will come to $2.3 million for law enforcement across Wisconsin, compared to the nearly $6.5 million for 2007. Jim Palmer, executive director for the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, says this is a dramatic cut that will strain existing resources.
As of fiscal year 2007, the federal support for state and local law enforcement has been slashed by nearly 50% since 2003, when it was in excess of $3 billion. Since the tragedy of 9/11, many of these crucial resources have been redistributed to large urban centers like New York and Los Angeles.
Palmer says the cuts compound many budgetary and personnel issues that were brought about by the war in Iraq. He says in Madison alone, the police department's having to conserve ammunition for training purposes. That's because next year's prices will be 22% higher as the military's need for ammunition continues. And many police officers are leaving gaps in local forces because of being called to military duty. Palmer says these factors are making law enforcement personnel vulnerable on the home front.
According to the Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance, the number of violent crimes increased in Wisconsin from 2005 to 2006 by nearly 20%. In addition, there were approximately 743 assaults on law enforcement officers, representing a 50% increase. So you have officers who are trying to do more with less at a greater risk.
The Wisconsin Professional Police Association represents 11,000 active and retired personnel statewide. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.